Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Clay County Corner this morning here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, live and in living color from the on your radio dial from here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We've got some interesting guests lined up this morning, and we will crank up with them here just in a few minutes. First off, I want to remember to mention that everyone needs to go down and visit the Senior Citizen Center. We need to put them in a little plug. They've got good card games going on down there. They've got food down there and lots of good social activities going on down at the center. So everyone go down and join with them. But right now, before we have our first guest, we've got her all lined up here and ready to go, but we're going to take just a short break and get a few words from some of our sponsors here, and we'll be back with our first guest just in a moment.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for GatorMade trailers. GatorMade is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. GatorMade trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for GatorMade trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Clay County Corner, live and directly coming to you from the corner room of the courthouse here in Salina, Tennessee. We've got some guests lined up this morning, some very interesting guests coming up. First up, we have got Ms. Veronica Sampson, whose vocation is the math teacher at Hermitage Springs School, and her avocation is coaching girls basketball down there from about grade 5 through grade 8. Is that correct, Coach?
We actually start in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay. And I know she is just, her head's kind of swelled up a little bit, but it's coming down. She's just coming off of a big win, I believe, last weekend down in Murfreesboro at the, one of the oldest junior high peewee tournaments in the state of Tennessee, the James C. Hale. And best I can remember, that thing may have been going on when I was in high school back in the 60s. So it may have gone through a couple of different names, a couple of different locations, but it's been going on a long time. And, Coach, I think you had a tremendous week down there.
I had a very good week. It was spread out over about 3 weekends.
And you, this is with your fourth, fifth, and sixth grade team, then, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit of what was going on down there.
The first weekend, we had to play the host school, Middle Tennessee Christian. We beat them 34-15. All of my girls got on the floor, saw some action. Second week was probably our toughest game. We played Watertown. We were down by 3 going into the fourth, but we did end up winning by 7, 43-36. In the championship game, we played Friendship Christian, and we ended up beating them 30-19.
So that makes you the champions of the James C. Hale State Tournament for the Pee-wee. And you were playing in Class A, and I believe, how many students did you tell me that you had to choose your team from?
Well, I have to send in the sixth grade attendance, and I sent in 19. I was talking to the Macon County coach, and he said his was around 245. So
there's just a little bit of inequity in size there, isn't there?
Just a little.
But something we've always found here in Clay County that we don't have to have tremendous numbers to find quality basketball players, especially in the girls down that area and over here also in the elementary school over here. I know we've got two real, real good programs going on, and extremely proud of what you've accomplished this year with your little girls. Tell us about the season that you had with them.
We've had a very successful season. At the point we won the state championship, we were 14-0. As far as I know, that's never been done at Hermitage Springs. I've got quite a few sixth graders. I've got Courtney Claiborne, Kelsey Roten, Emily Roten, Lauren West, and Leanne Smith, which they will be moving on up to the junior high division next year. I've got a lot of fifth graders that have worked very hard this summer and improved a whole lot. It's Rachel Copas, Madison Beasley, Marley Ashlock, Dory McLean, Dana Carter, Gracie Scott, Ashlyn Smith. And I've got a few new fourth graders. I've got Eliza Cunningham, Haley Davis, and Serenity Rich, and I hope they work next year to fill in the sixth graders' spots.
Well, what about how did it feel? How does it feel? You know, after a week later, how does it feel? You know, now that you have won the first championship, the first state championship at Hermitage Springs School, I know that has to be a tremendous, tremendous feeling for you and the community.
It's a very good feeling to see how hard the players, the parents, everyone who's helped me has worked to have such a successful season. Funny thing, I sent the sixth graders on Tuesday before the championship game on Friday, sent them out to our trophy case, told them to find the last state championship trophy we had in there. I don't think any of them had an idea that they were looking for something that wasn't there. So then I sent some fifth graders with them. And finally, our custodian, Mr. Junior, told them that it hadn't happened before. So we discussed what the great opportunity was that they had to be the first to ever win a state championship at Hermitage Springs, and they pulled it out.
Did you think going into the season that this would happen? Did you have just, you know, I know as coaches, we don't like to put too much pressure on. I mean, the pressure is there every night to win, do the best you can. But did you see something in these girls you thought that was extra special?
I'm not sure about that. There was some players that are just very focused all the time, and it's a business for them. And I have some that you see in the hallway on the biggest day of the year for our games, and they're just goofing off. You wouldn't even know that they're going to play that night. But when they step on the floor, they put it all together in their own way. So it's just different, seeing the different ways that they react to it.
Well, you know that. Of course, students at that age, they do react to things much, much differently, and you do have the very serious ones that they don't want you to even talk to them during the day. They don't want to, I mean, they've got their mind focused in, and then there's the other guys that handle it by just kind of bouncing off the walls and trying to aggravate everybody there, and it seems like it's the method that different personalities have for coping with big things. And I know that the students there, they have to feel a lot of pride in themselves, the entire school. You just don't get any better, do you?
Don't get any better than winning the state championship.
And nobody beating you along the way. I'm wondering, though, how are you going to do value added on that?
I don't know.
Well, you have to improve, Coach Veronica. I mean, you know, they're all the time talking about value added in the school system that you have to improve every year. It's going to be kind of hard. Maybe you can go 15-0 and win the state championship.
Maybe we'll try that next year. Just got to have some younger kids to step up.
Yeah, okay, now tell us about, with a small school, the amount of support that you had, that you've had all year, and especially down at the state tournament.
Down at the state tournament, it was a little bit funny. We got there probably 50 minutes before game time. We was on the floor. They were shooting around, not doing anything real structured. I was kind of down at the end of the gym watching them. There was people coming in and said, which side are we sitting on? I said, well, it looks like there's two sides here. There's a side if you want to spectate or a side if you want to participate. A lot of the parents and grandparents that just wanted to watch the game and enjoy it were on one side, but Mr. Matt took the students and the younger ones and even some of the, I guess, excited, cheering family went over to the opposite side of where we were. We're right down on the floor at half court, and that was big. Whenever you'd get a chance to look up and see them standing over there cheering.
Okay, it's always great. I can remember as a player, that's been about 100 years ago, but, if you looked over on the other side and you saw people over there jumping, hollering, screaming for you, and know that they were depending on you, even at the age that these students are, they realize that the people that are supporting them, behind them, and there's nothing in the world like that for student athletes. And I also know that you're already preparing for next year. Right now, let's take a little short break and get a word from our sponsors in. We do have to make a little bit of money on this show. We've got to keep John happy as long as we can. So we'll be back just in a few minutes with Coach Sampson again. So we'll take just a short break and be right back.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s packed in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here. Here on WVFB-FM 101.3, I want to remind everyone that there is a rebroadcast of this live show tonight at 6 o'clock. And so if you're listening to this now and you want your friends and neighbors to listen in later tonight, tell them what time we're on. We're on 101.5, Kicks Country from here in Salina, Tennessee. And we need to get all the audience that we can, and we need to support our sponsors that make this possible. And right now I'm back here with Coach Veronica Sampson, and we've got maybe halfway through what we're going to talk about this morning, maybe a little less than that, but she just kind of grinned at me then. I know that the Pee-wees, a tremendous season for the Pee-wee girls. And did you make any kind of special preparations this year, different from what you've done in the past, or did you just kind of follow your old pattern?
I tried my best to follow my old pattern. I had some practices this summer. I try not to wear them out in the summer, maybe a day or two a week. But Mr. Matt had some AAU teams that he did a whole lot with at the end of last year and this summer. And then about August, end of August, beginning of September, I had to go have a baby. And during that, I just fixed out my practice schedule, and I had to talk to Mr. Matt and Miss Farah, and they told me the days that they could take. So they helped me out a whole lot while I was not able to be there, and I appreciate that a lot.
And what is that young lady's name?
Jody Fay.
Jody Fay. I like the middle name, especially well. But you mentioned a couple people that did help you. I know Matt, that is the boys' basketball coach down there, Coach Matt Walker, who does a tremendous job with the boys. And we're going to have to line him up one day and get him over here and let him brag a little bit about what they've been doing down there. And I know you also mentioned Farah, who is Farah Wood, who is the assistant coach here at the high school. So we do have a little tie-in here and directing all this thing that we're going to all fall together one of these days. So what about next? We talked about next year just a little bit, and do you have anyone that's standing out in your mind now that's maybe going to have to carry part of the load, or is it going to be pretty well a team effort next year?
Right now it looks like I'm losing three of my starters. Courtney Claiborne, who's my point guard. Assuming that Rachel Copas, the fifth grader, will probably step over and run that position, maybe Marley Ashlock may step in and take the other guard spot. The way it looks right now, that would be the case. I'm also losing my three guard, Kelsey Roten. She may be the smallest three guard in the state, but without a doubt, she works as hard as anybody. And I've got a couple small fifth graders that could be working to take that spot, Gracie Scott and Ashlyn Smith. And I'm losing one of my post players, Lauren West. And I'm hoping that Dory McLean and Dana Carter will be fighting for that spot.
Okay, let me ask you a question here. You said, you know, you turned in 19 as the enrollment for the sixth grade. How many of those 19 were actually girls?
Around I'm not certain on that number, but I would say around half.
So, you know, in the entire sixth grade, so in all three of the grades, you might have had 25 girls to put together a basketball team with about 12 members, which means approximately half the students, half the girls in those three grades are helping participate in girls' basketball down there. If we got that kind of participation where there would be some tremendous, tremendous athletes being turned out. Okay, now we've covered them pretty good. We've given them a lot of well-deserved recognition this morning. As we said, the first state championship team ever for the Hermitage Springs School, something no one can ever take away. And there's nothing like being the first at anything important. And right now, I know you've got something else going on down there. You've got a Pee Wee Invitational tournament that's been going on for a long time down there. I know you're right in the middle of it. You want to give us a little quick rundown on how much time you've got left in it and get a little history about that thing. How long has that thing been going on? You have any idea? Probably before you were back teaching down there, it was going on.
Well, it's definitely before I was teaching. I remember whenever I was in the sixth grade, we won it, and it seemed like it had been going on forever whenever I played in it.
And you played in it about 3 years ago, best I remember. Is that correct?
Maybe.
I know there are teams from all over the Upper Cumberland area. I know Pickett County has a team. What about Monroe County, Kentucky? Are they back over this year? I think they're usually a consistent participant in that.
Yes, tomorrow night is our championship. The Hermitage Springs girls in Monroe County will be playing for third and fourth place at 5 o'clock. The Pickett County and Red Bowling boys will be playing for third at 6 o'clock. The Macon County and Pickett County girls will be in the championship at 7 o'clock. And The Hermitage Springs boys and Monroe County boys will be in the championship game at 8 o'clock. Tonight, we have just some extra games with some local teams and some of our younger teams. My fifth graders are going to be playing Red Bowling at 5 o'clock. My fifth grade will also be playing Salina at 6 o'clock. Then Red Bowling and Salina will play at 7 o'clock. And then my fifth grade will be playing again against Mr. Matt's little fourth grade AAU team at 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, and we're going to jump up to the next level here for a few minutes and talk about them, but I want to especially give a little high school girl a little bit of a shout out here, and that's one of your last year's eighth graders that's over here at Salina, and I think she's a part-time starter this year, and that is Caitlin McLean. Coach, a tremendous young basketball player, maybe one of the better ones that I have seen down there in a little while. Looks like she's a pretty heady basketball player. I think that probably goes back to her coach, maybe.
I don't know about that. I fussed on her a little bit last year. She would make a great pass. But at the same time, some of the girls couldn't catch the ball, and they hadn't all year, and we had to discuss, even though it was a great pass, she knew that she shouldn't have made it, that she'd have to wait till this year when she was playing with a little bit bigger, a little bit better players, and hopefully they'd be able to catch it and do what they needed to do with it. And as far as what I've seen and heard about, she's had a very successful freshman season.
I think she probably should have been running for the freshman of the year in the girls' high school division over here this year. I don't know whether she'll get it or not, but we'll find that out maybe tomorrow on that. But like I said, a tremendous freshman and a tremendous, tremendous addition to the program over here this year. Okay, now let's talk about the junior high a little bit. I know that 7th and 8th graders down there, they had a pretty good year too this year, didn't they, Coach?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good year so far. I think right now we're 13-3, and we're headed into our TNT state tournament, which is going to be in Springfield. We play the first round of it on February the 15th. It's going to be against Defeated, who we've already played twice this year. They beat us at their place, and on eighth grade night, we beat them at our place.
So we've got the rubber match coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, how many eighth graders do you have on your team this year down there?
I have 5 eighth graders on my team, which is the same amount I had last year, but I don't have as many of the other ones. I've got eighth graders are Summer Cherry, Haley Smith, Mary Smith, Kristen Biles, and Lauren McHenry. I've got a lone seventh grader, Maddie Harlan, and 2 of my peewee players that are in 6th grade play up on my junior high team, Lauren West and Courtney Claiborne.
So you will, you're expecting a few pretty good 6th graders coming in next year, so you've got some of those. So that should fill in the holes you've got there that you're losing by your graduating 8th graders. The tournament down in Springfield also is one of the older tournaments in the state of Tennessee. Do you know how far any of the local teams have ever advanced in that one?
Not sure about everybody else, but I know last year my junior high team got 2nd in it, runner-up. Allens beat us by, I think, 9 in the championship game. But I think it said last year was the 25th annual, so I think this year will be the 26th one of the TNT at Springfield.
Okay, and so, you know, that says a lot about girls' basketball in this area. It seems like basically about every year that any of our teams go down there, either Salina K-8 or Hermitage Springs, that we wind up playing one of our neighbors in the championship down there. It seems like this is a hotbed for girls' basketball, especially Class A basketball. Of course, we have numerous state championships in that classification from this area. And, Coach, it's people like you that make all these things possible, that take these young ladies, look at them, and assess what you think they can do, and work with them, and expand their talent, expand their knowledge of the game, and make good high school basketball players out of them, and very, very successful at their level of Pee Wee and Junior High. And we'd like to thank you for the job that you do. And we also hope that maybe you can do a little value added this year in the TNT tournament and bring the championship trophy back home to Clay County.
That would be nice. We're going to try.
And then thank you very much for being with us this morning. And you were worried about getting through 10 minutes, so you've done a tremendous job for us. And I know you and your students represent Clay County very, very well every time that you go out on the floor. And thanks a whole lot for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll be back just in a few minutes after a few more words from our sponsors, and we'll have our second guest up here just in a second.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Well, from here at the corner room in the historic Clay County Courthouse, we're back with the Clay County Hour this morning here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country from here in Salina, Tennessee. Occasionally you'll hear a big truck come by and kind of jar the building a little bit. That's part of the ambient and the, I guess, the character of this old building, that it's not real well insulated. We noticed that quite a bit here in the wintertime when it gets a little bit nippy outside, but we've got the fireplaces going this morning, and I guess we're here this morning with another chapter in the Tom and Dale show this morning. We get to do this quite often. As our next guest, we have Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan, and I guess he's going to talk a little bit about the last county court meeting, and we don't know exactly where we may wander off before this show's over with today. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Thomas. I appreciate that. I like that, Tom and Dale show. It's an honor of mine to get to be here and everything, and the opportunity to come out and to inform our citizens of the happenings of our county commission. The county commission met Monday night at 6:30, February the 3rd, at the government complex, and we didn't have a large amount of stuff on the agenda. We had one notary that was kind of tabled at the time to find out some more information about the young lady and everything, and that'll come back up, I'm sure, next month.
Dale, excuse me, is there any type of responsibility on the county court when they appoint a notary? Is there any, I know you do background checks and stuff probably on all these people. Is there any, you know, anything that could kick back and bite you all in the foot on one of these?
Well, there's always... anything can happen, but I mean, as far as, like you said it there a moment ago, some of the background checks and stuff that the county clerk, they have to go and apply for their application through the county court clerk's office. And she's real good about, you know, checking in to find out, because all the commissioners, unless it's someone that they just, you know, they're absolutely familiar with, and have been doing, being a notary for a number of years and just getting a renewal. If it's someone new and everything, the county commission will, you know, ask questions about who this is. And you have to be a resident of the state of Tennessee, not necessarily of the county. used to, you had to be a resident of that county. You have to be a resident of the state of Tennessee, and your business needs to reside in the state of Tennessee. This one particular one that we're looking at right now, there's a little bit of a question about that. And so the commissioners, they didn't really say that they didn't want to do it. They just needed a little bit more information and everything. So the clerk's going to check into it to get them a little bit more clarification on it for them.
So actually, I guess maybe the reputation of the county commission and the county is behind appointing someone as a notary public. I guess the county of Clay is saying, you know, that this is a responsible, this is a person that you can trust, and when they put that stamp on there, that means it's 100% correct.
That's absolutely right. I mean, your county legislative body is your governing body of the county, and so they when they do that, and they and it's passed by a majority, in this case, a simple majority will pass it. They give their seal of approval that we recommend this person is qualified to carry out the duties of this position.
Okay, now let's get back to the county court meeting.
Well, I appreciate that. That was some bringing everybody up date on that. And, of course, they approved their minutes of their planning, and then they had a motion to approve the quarterly report of the trustee. Our county trustee gives the county commission a quarterly report of the money on hand and everything each quarter. And the county commission has that opportunity to look that over, and if they have any questions or whatever, the trustee is always ready and willing to answer any of those questions and everything. And they have to approve his report every quarter, and they did that.
Does the trustee? I know they're the banker for the county.
They're the banker.
Does every check written by any of the county like the school system, the highway commission, do those checks also, does he oversee those and check those? And
he does. It kind of, and everything has to balance out between him and whatever other department that is doing the warrants and stuff, just like my office, the county mayor's office. And I kind of look at the county mayor's office as the heart. Even though we have our school system, we have our highway department and everything, and some of the other departments and everything, but the county mayor's office is the heart, and all these veins flows to it. And just about everything, you know, that comes through there touches our office in one way or the other. But the trustee is the banker of all the county funds and the warrants that are being written out by each department and everything. He gets a copy of that. They have to balance out, and they have to match out and everything, and then they have to balance out with that department and everything. So there's a lot of check and balances that goes on.
That's
right
what
there.
I'm saying, that system of checks and balances in our government. So the school system, the highway department, the AMLIS, whoever, that they have to do they report? Like a monthly report, quarterly report, and they turn into the trustee, or does he prepare from paperwork that he has on hand?
Yeah, they do their, of course, they have their budgets, and then they keep up with that and everything, and then of course they'll match at the end of the month and everything. They'll have a match, and then they'll, I know with my office, Donna is constantly on the a little CD disc, flash drive, and everything that they exchange backwards and forwards between the trustee's office and my office, and I'm sure the other offices does the same thing and everything, so that they can keep up with what to see that make sure that we all balance out and everything. Of course, your AMLIS service and everything. Now that one thing that they don't now the trustee does deal with the city, but they do the collections and stuff for the city and everything. But as far as you know, that's
is that a contracted service?
It is. It's we subcontract that out to the city of Salina through their fire department and everything, and they do an outstanding job. I commend them. That's the every time I turn around and everything, I think they do an outstanding job and everything, and we're very fortunate to have them to be doing that service for us. A very expensive service and everything, but
it's one we can't do without.
Well, I would hate for us to have to get to the point where we thought that we was going to have to do without that and everything. It's not a service that is, as far as by law, I know the legislature has been looking at that for the last couple of years to put that into statute that the county has to provide, but that's not one it's got to that point yet. But why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, to me, that's a service for our citizens and everything.
It would be great if it didn't come down as an unfunded mandate, wouldn't it?
Well, if they do, it'll come. That's the way it'll come down, I'm sure. It'll be an unfunded mandate that could be handed down, but it is an expensive service and everything. But I think that we have a through the city, I think we have an outstanding service that they're providing for the citizens.
Okay, let's get back to that trustee's report a little bit. Just exactly what does the trustee tell you in this report?
Okay, he'll tell you cash on hand, your balance, and he'll tell you the disbursements of what that he has paid out and everything. So whether it be in your general fund, whether it be in your school fund, your highway fund, your debt service, and you'll have a drug fund through the sheriff department, there'll be that fund. And it'll break down and tell you exactly that quarter what has came in, what has been spent out, and what cash is on hand and how your balance is and everything.
So that's where you would get your say sales tax collected, property tax collected. That all funds through
it
his
does,
office to you.
And then he distributes that. They break that all out, and it goes into different categories and everything to where that, you know, like I know that we've heard this so many times, you know, that that we have the highest base rate, 310 of any county in the state, and that is true. But there's a reason for that, and that's our penny only generates a little over $10,000, and our services here in Clay County cost us just as much as they do in some of our larger counties and everything. So ambulance service, for example, and stuff, and our solid waste department, and just different, you know, departments and everything. So that's why that, you know, that when a penny only generates this much and your services cost you that much, somewhere or another there's going to have to be a divider line that something's either going to have to be done away with or you're going to have to raise something. So that's why our penny sometimes has to go up in order to match out that we'll be able to continue the services that we provide.
I would think, I know, like in your fuel supplier, he doesn't come over and look and say, hey, this is Clay County. They're a little bitty county. Let's give them a little bitty discount. So that doesn't happen, does it?
No, I ain't figured that out yet. I ain't figured out, you know, how we could talk them into doing that and everything. But now, and I know everybody out there is being hit right now with this has been probably, I heard, the coldest January that we've had probably in 30 years. And that the temperature is, during the daytime, has not got above freezing for several days. In the night times, it's been in the you know, the double digits and sometimes in the single digits and everything. So I know a lot of folks are getting hit with high electric bills, gas bills and everything. County does that too. And, I mean, when we're talking about writing out, just yesterday, Donna, we did some bills for the electric and everything, and warrants probably rolled out over about $9,000 to $10,000,
and that I'm sure a substantial increase over summer, and then even over last year's winter. I know probably your fuel bill is probably up 10%, 12%, 15% for this, your energy bill as it was this time last year. Well, Mayor, let's take a little short break here, and we'll come back and get back to the court meeting here in a minute and talk about it a little bit more. But right now, let's take a commercial break and get a few words in from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Mayor Dale Reagan here live from the Clay County Courthouse in just a few minutes.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for GatorMate trailers. GatorMate is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. GatorMate trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for GatorMate trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here at the Clay County Courthouse once again on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and we're back here with the Clay County Corner this morning. I have Mayor Dale Reagan with me, and right now we'll let him finish up talking. I think he said we had as a fairly short court meeting the other night, but there were a couple, three resolutions. Mayor, if you would, please.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it, and it was that we had three resolutions on the agenda, and one of them was a resolution to get the court's permission for the Clay Gas to proceed on with some business that they're trying to get took care of and everything, and through the General Assembly. And anytime that we do anything that involves the General Assembly, the County Commission, they always want at least to see their support, and it has to be by a two-thirds majority. And so we got that accomplished, as well as we had a budget amendment for our courtroom. I certainly want to commend the commissioners for this. The new courtroom that we have down there, we're going to be able to pay $300,000 on the principal this year on it. So we've been down there right at 2 years, so good Lord's will and everything, we're going to cut that thing in half. And so that's a good thing, and it's not going to deplete our debt service all that much and everything. So that's going to be good, and if good Lord's will and everything, and everything seems to be going pretty good, maybe next year they might be able to hit that thing lick again and get it plumb out of the picture and everything. So
there's nothing like early payments.
That's right, and I'm a firm believer in that, but I'm also a firm believer in don't bite off more than you chew.
Yeah.
And so our payment on that runs us about a little over $31,000 a year. And we'll pay the payment, and then we can pay the $300 just strictly on principal and everything. So that works out real well for us and everything. And we also had another resolution that the tax assessor had requested where that he is picking up another company to do his audits. I know T. Kittle said that, you know, that he is required by law to do three large audits per year, and with this company, he is going to save the county about, I think he told me, around $400 per audit and everything. So anytime you can continue to have a good service and save the county some money and save it, that's a win-win, I think.
That's
what
county government's all about.
It is.
Anytime you can improve a service and it costs you a little bit less, you can't beat that.
No, absolutely not. And that's, you know, and I'm proud of all the county offices and everything, because everybody is striving to work together and pull in the same direction. And to me, that's what it's all about and everything. I know that the jail has been on a lot of folks' mind and agenda. I would take this opportunity to invite everybody to come to the next planning meeting on the 24th. We have a member and maybe a couple of members from the TCI, that's the Department of Corrections, that are going to come up and do a analysis report to the commissioners on what our numbers are, and it's going to take around 30-35 minutes to do that. And it'd be very interested if everybody would come out and listen to this and see this is what we're working with, this is what we're trying to strive to improve, and this is the reason why that we're having to do what we're having to do. So that'll be at the next planning on the 24th, and I invite everybody to please come out and be with us, and we'll sit down together and hear what the state has to tell us on that and everything.
Get some good first-hand information. Not
absolutely.
What you hear via the grapevine, but...
Yeah, and it's not just something that, you know, that Dale Reagan, Brandon Boone, or the county commission and all of us is, you know, thinking it's something that we need to do. It's each one of these steps that's been taken for the last two and a half, 3 years, we've walked hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder with a lot of folks and everything that has helped us get to this point and everything. So we invite everybody to come out. We also gave the commissioners the AIA contract report for the group Cutts, Minkley, Jones, and Morris that they had selected the top two to become the architect and engineer over this project. So I gave them all a copy of that and give them some time to look that over, because it's a document of about 18, 19 pages, and that's something that you need to sit down and look it over good and make pencil out by it if there's something there that you don't understand or whatever, and then they'll come back, and then we'll have a meeting set up with that particular company to come back in and say, okay, you know, here's this, what does this mean, and everything. So it gives them ultimate time to look it over and to be able to ask the questions and stuff, so that we all know when we sign, they give me the permission to sign this contract, we'll all know exactly what's in it and everything. So we're keeping everybody up to date on that and everything, and it is a slow process. The EOC Center, we're still on hold because of the weather, but as soon as the weather breaks, hopefully, you know, that here in the next month or so, we'll be able to start telling people come down and watch the dirt being thrown and this, that, and the other and everything. He'll go up pretty fast once they get that done and everything.
Okay. excuse me. Anything else on your mind this morning you think we need to talk about a little bit?
I know that you said something about fire. I think that was one of the things. This is the type of year and everything when a lot of fires and stuff is on people's minds.
I
mean,
we had a good
everything.
One out in Moss Hill today, didn't we?
We did, and... Well, we had a big one. I don't know if you'll call it a good one, but it could have been a lot worse. Lord watched over us all, and I'm so thankful nobody got hurt and everything. But we did have some areas out there that had some loss, and just want to encourage everybody to please. You know, I know that when the weather starts breaking, getting a little warm and everything, you have a tendency to want to get out and maybe start getting your gardens ready and stuff like that. But be very careful on any outdoor burning and everything, because this particular time of the year is what I call freeze-dried.
Yeah.
And you know, the vegetation and stuff, it may, even though it may have rained a couple of days ago, that vegetation, when the wind blows a little bit and everything, it'll freeze-dry that stuff, and it'll burn, I mean, it'll burn in a heartbeat. And fire is not no respect to person. When it takes off, you know, it goes. I want to thank everybody that come to us out there in the Moss area that helped us. We had... We had about four other departments that showed up. Forestry Division was there. Law enforcement helped us. EMS came out and helped us bring water and stuff to the volunteers and everything. So I certainly want to thank everybody that played a part in that out there. We're very fortunate here in Clay County. We've got about eight departments across this county, and they're always ready to assist in just a moment notice, and appreciate them very much. Be sure that you... For your homes, make sure you got working smoke detectors. That's very important. Young children, I had an incident the other day that the grandma was turning her oven on, was going to heat up some rolls, and they smelt something, went back upstairs, and the whole house was full of smoke. Well, one of the little grandbabies had these Kool-Aid packs, had just, thought that was the place they needed to be, and put them in the oven, and Grandma didn't look in the oven and everything, but she just turned it on and everything, so it just made a smoky mess and everything, but children are children, and we really need to be careful, and I extremely express to everybody, please make sure you got working smoke detectors. If you've not got a smoke detector and you can't afford a smoke detector, get a hold of one of the fire departments and everything, and we'll try to make sure you got a smoke detector in your house and everything, because if we can alert you and get you outside, that's the most important thing. Everything.
Yeah, I know we've had a couple of tragedies in the general area around here the last few weeks with fires, with houses burning, with loss of life. And I know so far we've been lucky here in Clay County that I don't have we lost any homes this winter that you know of in the county due to fire? Right offhand, I can't think of.
Not in the last, you know, during this real cold spell, I don't think that we've lost, completely lost. We've had some calls and stuff to where they went out, and maybe just a flu fire or something like that and everything. But as far as a total loss, I don't know of any just in the last 2 or 3 months. I'll knock on wood here because a lot of times when you say that happens, and it wouldn't break my heart, and I know I can speak for all the departments. If all we ever had to do was pull those trucks out and wash them and make them look pretty for everybody.
And parade them.
And parade them and never have to run to an emergency situation and everything. But we know that, you know, that that don't happen all the time. But we're there. These guys and gals that do this, I commend them very highly because they donate their time to do this for everybody. Another thing that, and I don't know how much time we got, you'll have to shut me up.
Well, let's take a little short break and let you catch your breath. And I know you've got a couple more things that you want to talk about. And we'll take a little short break for some commercial messages. We'll come back and do a little wrap up with Mayor Reagan here. I know he's got at least three more things, important things that he wants to talk about. But let's take a little short break and then we'll come back and wrap up today's work from here at the courthouse.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that's 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Well, Mayor Reagan, let's do a little finale here. I think you've got some information we want to talk about, maybe about a potential grant that's right now in the, I guess maybe it's been finished. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, Thomas, we, and thanks to you and a whole host of other folks and everything here at the courthouse, because we certainly don't want anybody to ever get the impression that, you know, that we just walked off from the grand old lady here and not going to try to continue to work on it. I know one of the things we met and we thought, well, what is our main priorities here and what do we need to start with? And I think everybody pretty much singled on we need to start with electrical up here. And so working with UCDD and the historical commission, we've applied for a grant, and I think we have a real good shot of getting it and everything. So, of redoing the electrical up here and everything, and that's a start. And I know that they told us it may be July, August before we know for sure. And I know with the coalition of all these grants are six particular, I think is a 60-40 grant, and with the help of Thomas, your organization here, that the monies that I know a lot of people have asked the question, Well, when you have your Santa trial and all the things that, that goes on up here, where does that money go? Well, folks, that money is going
back, in
back into the courthouse. And I know with Thomas, is he's contributing a substantial part of this to help it, as well as the county is going to step up and do some stuff, as well as the Chamber of Commerce and everything is going to help. And then we're going to be using some in-kind services as well. So that grant is forthcoming.
And if any electrician wants to come by and help sometime or other, we'll more than gladly have a work day and invite all the electricians in the county to come around.
Oh, yeah.
And help spread out some new cable and put some plug-ins in and that type of thing.
And I'm sure there'll be some storytellers standing around that could reminisce a little bit and everything and just kind of help pass the time off. We also are applying, as we speak, too. Both of these got, I think, sent down to Nashville last week, that where Dr. Young and him is trying to get some grant funds to help with our library out here with upgrading our HVAC system, as well as the lights out there in it. And that one looks promising. So hopefully, with the good Lord's will and everything, we'll have some grant funds to be coming in here to help upgrade some of the stuff. The library's still got the old electric strip heat out there. And a moment ago I said something about, you know, paying out the warrants for some light bills. Their light bill out there last month, a little over $1,000. And, I mean, it's just something that needs doing. And if we can get some grant funds to help at least pay for half of it, I think that'd be a win-win for us. Yeah,
that would pay for itself in a couple of winters like this, wouldn't it?
It would pay for itself. Really, in 3 years, the payback, I think the overall cost is going to look for the lights and everything around $16,000, $17,000. So we looked at, did a energy, and I know Dr. Young helped us a lot on that and everything. Payback on that probably be around 3 years.
Well, that's not very long at all.
No.
And, of course, we do know that if anyone's going to use the facility, it needs to be comfortable, and it needs to be, make sure that it's safe. Those things, electric heater's been in there that long, they more than likely need replacing. Even if you went back with the same system, they would need a lot of replacement work. So if we can bring in a new system that's more efficient.
Yeah, we certainly want to do that and everything. And I mean, continue to try to upgrade and as we go forward here and everything. And like I said, it takes baby steps doing this kind of stuff and everything, and it takes time, but we've not forgot about any of it. We're just, we're pressing forward, heading for the mark of what our intentions are, is everything to try to make everything better for each and every one here in the county. And back on the fire safety thing a little bit, Thomas, I know that, one of the things that I would like to stress to folks, I know that space heaters and stuff is something a lot of folks I know that have. And be very careful that, you know, plugging them into just a duplex wall plug is fine, but make sure they're out, they got the adamant, you know, distance away from anything. I would disencourage anybody to use the little brown extension cord, you know, that we've all used so many times. I have went on some calls that little brown extension cord would overheat, and a lot of times it goes across the doorway, and you don't like that cord laying there, keep somebody from falling, and you wind up throwing a throw rug or something over that, and that all heats up and everything. So be very careful and be safe. Make sure your smoke detectors are working, and God bless you all. And Thomas, thank you again for this opportunity.
Hey, as always, it's a pleasure having you here. I don't know what we'd do without these little get-togethers we have every once in a while, and I hope we've sent out some useful information. And about the courthouse here, I know we're looking at phases here, and somewhere down the road, this thing is going to be the life spot of the county again.
Absolutely.
And once again, we thank everyone for joining us this morning. And as Mayor Reagan said, be safe out there, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. We're signing off now from the Clay County Courthouse, Clay County Corner here in Salina, Tennessee.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.